battling a lot of adversity. I mean, losing friends and losing teammates. I mean, it's not fun. But I mean, together as a group, we told each other. I mean, we need to stick together. I mean, we want to make a push for it. I mean, we're still in the hunt for a playoff spot. So we know we can do well. And I mean, when we play like we, I think we have done this last few games. I mean, battle hard and work hard for each other all the time. I mean, good things happen. So we just told ourselves we have to stick together.
Tonight's game obviously is a pivotal one when it comes to the division standings.
Oh yeah, it's a huge game. I mean, Winnipeg has been playing well lately too, and I mean, it's gonna be a great game. I mean, it's obviously a lot of fun to come here. I mean, playing in Canada is always fun, and especially when it's so much at stake too. I mean, we and them are two teams that are battling for this. One of these playoff spots, so it's gonna be a big battle out there tonight, and very excited about playing tonight.
Sorry if I missed the beginning. What does it say about the room to kind of rally, you know, around you know, this the club that you have now? Now that you've lost some guys and you know pull off some wins around.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, think it shows a lot of character in this room, and we obviously told each other. I mean, we have to stick together, even though I mean it's tough to lose friends and teammates. I mean, but it's. We know it's this time of year. I mean, when things like that happens, and it's obviously tough to lose those friends, but and especially teammates too. So, I mean, we just told each other we have to stick together. I think we showed a lot of characters in those three games that we lost guys. So, we just have to keep going, keep rolling. I mean, we're a little bit on a roll. I mean, we've been playing well, and we need to do that tonight to get the 2 points.
You guys in this room trust what Steve Eisenman is doing. Do they, I mean, I know that you're going to say that they do, of course,
yeah.
Your boss, but is there a sense that everyone kind of understands where he's coming from and what he's trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to trust your GM, obviously. I mean, he has a lot of experience in this league, and, I mean, obviously, in this room, we trust him, absolutely. I mean, he's building for the future as well, and even though it's tough for us to lose teammates like that, and but, you know, I mean, we obviously have a lot of trust in Steve, and we trust him, that's for sure.
Does it maybe even kind of give you guys motivation to show him that, hey, you know what, we're not done yet, that we can still pull this off?
I think in this room, I mean, we, like I said before, we've shown a lot of character, and we have told ourselves, even though, I mean, we lose some friends and teammates, I mean, we still have to stick together, because there's a lot of games left, and there's just 5 points up, and we have one game in hand, so we need to keep winning hockey games, and that's what we're on a mission to do. And I mean, even though we lose some guys, I mean, we have guys coming up from the minors and been doing a great job for us throughout the whole year, so we just have to stick together and keep on winning hockey games. Thank you.
How do you feel about your own development as a player? Do you feel you've really learned a lot over the last few years?
Yeah, I think so. I believe I've been going through processes where I've been learning more the defensive game, maybe now and then later. After I got hurt, I think I got more of a, I mean, getting more time on the power play and kind of finding the balance between playing defensively and offensively. And I think that's a big key for me, because I want to be that two-way player that contributes both offensively and defensively. So I think it's just a learning process. I mean, for some guys, it goes faster than other guys. And I mean, just for me, it's trying to find that balance. And I think that's starting to get to me right now.
You have a defensive mentor on this team?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, my D partner right now, Eric Brewer, has been helping me a lot, and he's been in the league for such a long time and been through it all. So right now he's one of those guys that you rely on and ask questions to. But I think everyone on this team, I mean, we learn from each other. We have different part of the game that we're going to pick from one of each other. And then obviously Matty Olin too has been a huge part of my progress so far, and have a lot of thanks to give to him. Thank you.